This is North Sound One.
Best bits.
Hello, this is Craig McDonald from North Sound One, and thanks for checking out this free download from northsound1.com/listen-again. It's the best bits from North Sound One for the week ending the 30th of March. Later, we'll be hearing from Elisa as she surprised mums across the Northeast. But first, let's hear from man of the moment, Duke Dumont, talking to Stu on In Demand this week.
Hey, Stu.
How you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Number one.
Yeah, second number one.
How are you going to celebrate?
You know what? Like, first and foremost, take everyone out who worked on the record as a thank you. But there'll be a more lively celebration later in the week.
Did you have a feeling when you sat back, the track was mastered, you're listening to it in the studio, you went, yeah, this is it. We've got a huge hit here.
I think what happened is I didn't think it's a case of we have a huge hit here. I think it's a case of when I sat back and once it was mastered, it's a case of, you know what, this song could sound pretty good on the radio. And lo and behold, the support for it's been fantastic.
So in the video, the guy gets a virtual reality helmet that transports him to Thailand. It's the coolest thing ever. Where can I buy one of these?
We're probably not too far away, are we, from that? I mean, you've got Google Glass,
yeah,
haven't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think maybe in 10 years people look at that video and be like, oh, you know, that guy saw the future.
Now, the guy in the video, I'm not sure if you had anything to do with the casting, but obviously you knew the concept of the video. Were you looking for someone with such a ginormous tongue? Because that guy's tongue is huge.
It's a prerequisite. Now, what happened was I was over in LA for the Grammys, and me and my manager was really hungry, got out the airport, went to a hamburger joint. We was queuing up, and we look over, and I say, is that the guy who's in Need You 100% video? And he looked a lot skinnier. And my manager's like, yeah, I'm going to go over. And it was him. It's like, you know, of all like the hamburger joints in LA, is probably like 10,000. He's just sitting there by himself having a burger. Now, if I'd mentioned on Twitter, hey, I'm at this burger joint, then yeah, I think it might, maybe he's probably like stalked me. But there's no mention. Like, he had no idea. Literally, from seeing him in that, it's like, all right, we're filming a video in like 5 days. Do you want to come over to like London and like Thailand and be in it? He's like, yeah, sure. So, like, you know, sometimes synchronicity can, like, kind of work out for the best. And, yeah, that's how he came about being in the second video.
And going to the Grammy Awards, that must have been surreal and crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I did the whole red carpet thing, you know, TV interviews and all that shebang.
Did you cross paths with anyone that you were just like, wow, I can't believe you were
there? I saw everyone. Yeah, I saw everyone.
Did you get any selfies with anyone?
No, because I think I'm too shy to, like, go up to Beyonce and be like, hey, no, what's up? You know, no, I can every name under the sun, from Taylor Swift to Beyonce and all those guys, they're all there. But I think as well, it's like they're just people. Like I don't think I've ever been starstruck, like ever.
And just, before our time is up, I don't know if you've heard this. It's quite big news. Whitehaven are getting their first escalator at Donald Dixon's department store.
Okay.
We've picked up on the story, obviously, and we're going to the opening of the escalator at Donald Dixon's department store, which has been there for 136 years. Are you available in the first few weeks of April? Would you like to come and ride the escalator?
You know what, like, if you get your people, speak to my people, and do you have a giant pair of scissors?
I hope there's going to be a ribbon.
It's a deal breaker. Do you have a giant pair of scissors?
Listen,
that is the question.
we're compiling the list at the moment. So far, we've approached Peter Andre, Ed Sheeran, yourself, Beyonce. That they've all kind of sound key. No one's requested the giant scissors. That could be the breaking deal. So let me go back to Donald from Donald Dixon's department store, and we'll see if we can get some giant scissors, and we will get our people to talk. And maybe, I don't know if we can all fit on the escalator at the same time. We might have to take rides, but I'm sure we can work something out.
Yeah.
You're hearing 7 days' worth of Best Bits.
North Sound One.
Duke Dumont on In Demand with Stu asking the important questions about escalators. Duke Dumont wasn't the only big name on In Demand this week. Stu was also talking to Ricky Wilson, a.k.a. Ricky from The Voice. And Stu's always on the lookout for any fashion faux pas.
Are you wearing double denim?
No, not quite.
Oh, disappointing.
Not quite. I have done in the past, and I have gone triple denim.
Triple?
I have. I've done the denim shirt.
Wow, that's extreme denim.
Denim.
Some would say a denim overload.
I don't think you can have too much denim. It's a very durable fabric.
Now, I've noticed your hashtag for your little radio tour you're doing is called hashtag Rick on the Radio.
Really?
Which I think would be a fantastic kind of radio kind of show name.
Rick on the radio. I do like being on the radio.
Hashtag Rick on the radio. Well, we thought we'd give you the chance.
Okay.
The opportunity.
Thanks.
Basically, I just want to nip down the road, maybe grab a pint. So
okay.
If you could just do a couple of links for us.
Okay, yeah. What kind of thing? What kind of vibe do you want the show to have?
Well, it's up to you, really.
I think it should be upbeat and, keep it light.
Right, okay.
Let's not get to, you know, bogged down in politics.
Okay, let's just pretend you're coming out of the hottest record on the planet right now, Kaiser Chiefs Coming Home. Might have heard of
it. Okay, yeah, I've got
quite
it.
Quite a big
it.
Tune.
Yeah, I've heard it.
You're Rick on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
The show's in demand. And basically you're on in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Hey, that was Coming Home by the Kaiser Chiefs. You're listening to Rick on the radio. Oh, he's changed the lighting in here. Mood lighting. If you want to go out and buy that, it's on the album Education, Education, Education and War out March 31st. See, I'm flogging it as well.
That's good.
It.
You're doing really well.
I like that. Did you change the light in there?
Yeah, I can do that. We've got magic buttons. I can do green as well.
I think green is my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
You look a little weird in green, not being offensive.
I don't have to look at me.
No, that's true. This is I'm in your link. This is not ideal.
Oh, sorry. Is this still in my link?
Wrap it up quickly.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, guys. Radio and that.
Well, that was good. You started good.
Yeah.
The lights threw you a bit, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at it, radio. I do like it, though. It's like TV without makeup.
Mm-hmm. You're doing good on the TV, though, aren't you?
That's a lot of makeup.
I've watched The Voice. I've only watched it once, because obviously I'm new to the country.
Yeah.
Kylie was crying when I watched, and it made me sad.
I didn't make her cry.
Who made her cry?
I think she had to let someone go. They're not dead or anything, you know. It's not like the turn off a life support machine. Kylie's there pulling the plug. No.
Well, it kind of is, though, isn't it? You're crushing their dream.
You do. No, because they're not, you know, they can go on to do other things after they're allowed. So, yeah, and that's, and you know, I had a lot of people telling me that, you know, saying no to me, but I wasn't on a TV talent show. It wasn't in front of millions of people.
Who said no to you?
Every single record company.
For how long?
For about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And when was the moment where they went, hey, listen...
Some friends
this
of
band's
ours
got something
some
here.
Some friends of ours, a band called The Ordinary Boys, got their label to sign us as a favour to the band.
Wow.
Because they liked us. Our demo had Oh My God, one of our songs, Modern Way, and a song called Saturday Night on it. And I Pretty Riot. No one signed it. A lot of people got sacked.
I bet they did. And look at you now.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
This is North Sound One. Best bits.
Finally on the Best Bits podcast for this week, with it being Mother's Day, Elisa was sent out and about across the Northeast, surprising mums everywhere.
So we're in Bridge of Dawn, we're about to surprise Sandra Stevens, so let's go and get her.
Sandra?
Yes.
Hi, it's Elisa from North Sound One, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, good.
Nice to meet you, yeah, how are you
nice
doing?
You're fine, thank you, hi.
You look a bit shocked.
Yes, I am.
Well, Sandra, we're here because we have a surprise from your lovely daughter, Ashley. She basically said you're an amazing mum. This is what she said about you. She said, my mum's one in a million. She loves going to work every morning. You work at Dainston Primary School, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, she says she loves having all the children there. She's a great mum. There's not a lot of people who's like my mum. I can always go to her if I have a problem, I need a hug or any advice. She deserves a big surprise today.
Oh, thank you very much. Really nice of her. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're getting emotional. I love it.
I am.
Okay, so this is what we've got for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to absolutely love this. So you've won a Friday night overnight stay for two, including breakfast and dinner at the Mall Maison in Aberdeen, and a three-course meal for four at the Audney Arms Hotel.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, thank you, Ashley. I love you too. Oh,
well, there you go, Sandra.
Oh, thank you very much.
And happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, give me a hug.
Come here. Thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you very much.
North Sound One. Best bits.
So we're in the centre of Aberdeen right now. We're at Hayes Hydraulics, just beside Union Square. So, you know, I'm thinking about getting my shopping done while I'm here. But it's not about me. It's about all the mums today. And we're going to go into Hayes Hydraulics and surprise Jackie Jones. She has no idea we're coming. So let's go. Hello, Jackie. Hi, how are you doing? I'm Elisa from North Sound One. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. We're here. You look a bit shocked to see us, but we're here to give you a Mother's Day surprise.
Okay.
Right, basically, your daughter Hayley and her man, Jim, have nominated you to get a Mother's Day surprise from us. Now, you must be a really special mum and mother-in-law because you got nominated twice by them separately, okay? So let me tell you what they've said about you. Jim said, as you can tell,
She's not my mum, but she's my mother-in-law, and she's been there for me for the past 4 years. I've known her for 14 years. My mum suddenly passed away in November, totally devastated, but Jackie helped me through it all. She is the best mother-in-law I could ever ask for, and your daughter said you're the best mum in the world. Oh. He's a bozy. Come here. Come here, Jackie. Well, because you are such a good mum and mum-in-law, we have got something very special for you. So you've got a Friday night overnight stay for two at the Malmaison in Aberdeen, including breakfast, and a three-course meal for four at the Udney Arms Hotel.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you very much. Well, I just have to say that they're the most wonderful family anybody could ask for.
Jackie. They're
just, and Jim's just a star, and he has been through it, but just trying to do what his mum would want me to do for him.
Well, here you go, Jackie. You deserve it, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you to my wonderful family, and thank you both.
Hey, so we're here at the lovely Murdo's Roundabout. I like speaking about this in the travel, but we're here for a different reason today. We've got Norma here. You're here to surprise your mum, aren't you, Norma?
Yes, I am, for Mother's Day.
So why did you nominate your mum then for this prize today?
Well, my mother is one in a million. She's there for everyone. She's got four adopted children plus myself. We've got loads of nieces, nephews, grandchildren. We've got aunts, uncles, you name it. She's there for everyone.
Oh, fantastic. She seems like an amazing woman. So Sophia's her name, right?
Yeah, Sophia Mottram.
Okay, right. She's actually having her lunch just now with her pals. She's not expecting this at all. So let's go, Norma, me and you. Let's go and surprise her. Come on. I'm Elisa from North Sabon. Hello, Sophia.
Hiya.
So you've been surprised by your daughter, Norma. Oh, okay. There she is. She said some lovely things about you, how you're an amazing woman. You've taken on so much over the years, and she wants to give you a nice Mother's Day surprise on us.
First of all, speechless.
Bless. Oh, she's getting a little bit. Oh, she's been set up here. You've been set up. Right, so this is what we've got for you. You've got a Friday night overnight stay for two, including breakfast and dinner at the Malmaison in Aberdeen, and a three-course meal for four at the Udney Arms Hotel.
Very good.
She's absolutely speechless. You can't get a word out of her here. Anything you want to say to Norma for nominating you today? Oh, bless her, she's speechless. So, you know, we've done her job and we've made Sophia cry. So that's good enough for me.
North Sound 1. Best bits.
We're out in Ellen now. This is our last one of the day. We're going to surprise another mum. We're at the Auchmacoy estate and we're going to surprise Sheila McIntosh. Her daughter Kim has nominated her. She's got no idea I'm here, so I'm going to go and get her. Hello, Sheila. Hi, it's Elisa from North Sound 1 here. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. You look very shocked. We're here because we have a Mother's Day surprise for you.
Right.
From your daughter, Kim.
Oh, well, this is a surprise.
Well, Kim basically said that you're a great mum. You've given up a lot to support her and her sister, especially her sister through university. You've done long hours. You've really, really put the work in for them. So they want to say thank you to you and that you are the best mum in the world and a super mum to them.
Very much, it's lovely.
Well, well, the surprise we've got for you today is a Friday night overnight stay for two, including breakfast and dinner at the Malmaison in Aberdeen, and a three-course meal for four at the Udney Arms Hotel. So there you go, Sheila.
Oh, thank you very much, thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you, it's a lovely surprise, thank you.
So we've got Sheila's daughter here, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
So tell us about why your mum's so special then.
Well, she's one of the kindest. She put me through uni, working two jobs for 4 years, so I'm very grateful.
Brilliant. Well, Sheila, you're obviously a great mum, so happy Mother's Day.
North Sound 1. Best bits.